You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
No one throws a good party like South Africans do, and in celebration of Heritage Day yesterday, the team at SAB did just that. They threw the world's biggest braai. We're going to take a look at this with the brand director for Castle Lager at South African Breweries, Thomas Lawrence, and see what we make of yesterday's events. Thomas, thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to have you on the show. Celebrating 130 years is one thing, but to do it by waiting for what is effectively National Braai Day at this point and then hosting the biggest braai. Tell us about that. Tell us about what happened yesterday and how it went.
Yeah, good evening to you and to the listeners. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, as we know, South Africans, Heritage Day is quite important. It's about celebrating the things that, I guess, bring us together as South Africans. And a few things you touched on, and a few things do that better than a braai. So yesterday, Castle Lager hosted a number of braais around the country, in Cape Town, in Durban. The biggest one we hosted with our partners in Big Save was in Pretoria at Loftus, where we attempted to break the Guinness World Record for most people braaiing at the same time. It was quite a special day, you know, lots of music, lots of fun, new memories made. And at Castle Lager, it's a way of marking, I guess, you know, 130 years of being Castle Lager and being part of South Africa's story. Because just like a braai, you know, Castle has always been there. When people come together, they connect, they share, and they celebrate. So it was quite an important day for us to mark and celebrate.
Thomas, let's take a look at the presence of a brand like Castle Lager in the South African market. I mean, yes, the South African breweries business has been around for 130 years, and that is what we've been celebrating for the most part of the year. But I can remember a time where we've gone from having these rugby and cricket Castle Lager sponsorships to having Charles Glass being painted on the bottle stores. And I only know this because my father used to do some of that painting by hand as well. And so Castle Lager's legacy is rich within the South African market. How do you even begin to celebrate a legacy that runs that deep?
Yeah, I think, you know, at the heart of Castle Lager, we say that we exist to tell stories about what South Africans love the most. And we know what South Africans love the most. You know, we love our sport, as you mentioned. We love our braai. We love coming together and having a good time. I think this year, just like the South African breweries, is a special year for Castle Lager. We're celebrating 130 years, you know, of being part of the fabric of this country. You know, we've been there for milestones in sport, as you mentioned, in 1995 when we lifted our first World Cup trophy. In 2007, 2019, 2023, when South Africans came together. 1996, when Bafana lifted the AFCON trophy, we're busy supporting the boys in their quest to qualify for the FIFA World Cup next year. You know, so we've been there for a very long time, and at the heart of that is to bring South Africans together, to connect, and to be proudly South African.
Thomas, you touched on this a little earlier to say that very few things unite South Africans like a braai and a good conversation. Is this perhaps the message that you want South Africans to be able to take away, is that the Castle Lager brand represents the unity of South Africa and the unity in the diversity that we have within the South African country and within the African continent in general, I suppose?
Absolutely. For us, the message is quite simple. You know, Castle Lager belongs to all South Africans. It's more than a beer. It's about belonging. It's about those special moments that we just chatted about now. It's about creating new memories. So for yesterday, for us, and on Heritage Day, it wasn't just our celebration. We feel it was South Africa's celebration. Because this brand has been around for 130 years and long may it continue. You know, we've been through the highs and some of the lows of our country for more than 100 years. So long may that continue.
Now, I was unfortunately sad to miss out on yesterday's festivities. Does this mean that the braai is going to become an annual tradition? I mean, we do have Heritage Day on an annual basis. Is this something we're going to be looking to do every year going forward?
Yeah, you know, Castle has always celebrated these moments, you know, where South Africans come together. Heritage Day is once a year. It's quite a special milestone for us. But we know how much people love coming together around a braai, around a fire. So you can definitely expect Castle, you know, to keep finding ways to bring South Africans together. I don't believe it has to be on Heritage Day. You know, it can be every day. It can be Saturday when we're supporting the Springboks against Argentina. feel that braai is, you know, it unites us as South Africans. And I believe there'll be more opportunities to bring South Africans together around a fire, around a cold castle lager, and make new memories.
If there's one thing South Africans don't need, it's a reason to gather and have a good braai together. I know December's coming up, and that's usually just every day becomes a braai day in December. Thomas, I want to take a look at some of the responsibilities that come with these conversations. For a business like SAB, it has been a big focal point as well this year, and to say, even though we are celebrating as a brand 130 years, as a business 130 years, it's important to be able to celebrate responsibly. It's important to be able to keep in mind that the nature of the products that South African breweries supply need to be consumed responsibly, and SAB hasn't shied away from that responsibility. Take us through, just from a Castle Lager perspective, what that starts to look like for a brand that has, as we said, the rich legacy that it does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we take responsibility extremely important. It is always top of mind. It's the highest priority we have when we develop our marketing campaigns. It is the number one thing that guides us. Yes, you know, we want South Africans to come together. We want us to celebrate together. But at the same time, we want us to celebrate responsibly. You know, because we believe that, Castle brings people together to create new memories, but we do so extremely responsibly.
Responsibility and a love for South Africa, this is what keeps the Castle Lager brand and the South African breweries business indeed invested in the South African market. 130 years of South African breweries, 130 years of Castle Lager. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much, Thomas, for those insights. Congratulations on the big braai day. We look forward to having more of them. And as you rightly said, Thomas, we don't need to wait another year for the next one. We need to celebrate South Africa and need to celebrate being South African. That was Thomas Lawrence, the brand director at Castle Lager, joining us to take a look at their Heritage Day celebrations that coincide with the overall celebrations that South African breweries has been having.
This interview was brought to you by SAB. 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
Commitment is not just brewing beer, it's brewing hope. It's brewing dreams.
It's brewing a legacy. For over a century, believing in something bigger. Commitment is brewing a promise to step up when the nation calls, to brew moments that matter, that bring us together, for you, for the next generation, for 130 years and forever. SAB, forever committed to a future with more cheers.
South Africa, be sharp, not for persons under the age of 18.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.